Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hour here on Fesco and Dusty, Mac Morey, Bob Fesco, Dusty Likens with you on a Friday. Happy Royals Cardinals series weekend. I-70 series.
Go sweep these birds, please. From St. Louis. The Dirty Birds is what their nickname is. Mac, you're a football player fan, right?
Football player fan? Yeah. Yeah. I'm one of those.
Do you know who Kenny Peterson is?
Never heard of him.
Do you know who Jayhawk for Life is?
Of course.
Yeah. Okay.
But he's our guy.
He gave you an introduction to Kenny Peterson.
He really did. But I saw this one yesterday. Yeah. Kenny Peterson played for Denver, played for my Buckeyes, beat the hell out of some dude in a car yesterday. I've never seen anything like this before. Whoa. Did you guys see this video?
I saw it yesterday. And it just said real life GTA comes to life.
I mean, so Kenny Peterson is probably 6'7", 400 pounds, maybe. I mean, huge guy, right?
Yeah.
They're in traffic, and all of a sudden the video is him pulling this guy out of the driver's side of some red car and just wailing on him, right? The story is this guy spit on Kenny. Kenny got out of his car and beat the hell out of this guy.
My God, he's going to town. Jeez.
That's an all-you-can-eat buffet.
This dude is
unlimited unlimited trips.
He could still put a hand in the dirt, man.
He's 46 years old. He's a year younger than me. I don't think he put any hands in any dirt at this point.
I mean, he put a couple hands on some dirt in that video.
I mean, he took the headline. Former Ohio State defensive tackle Kenny Peterson was spit on by a dumb driver, took matters into his own hands. Don't fight NFL players. Why are you spitting on somebody? That's like the lowest thing you could do to another human, isn't it? Spit.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance.
Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
On them.
That guy tried to do it in the Pittsburgh Pirates game and he got his ass kicked by a belt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I mean, keep spitting.
But somebody did tweet under one of the comments, was great lateral movement. Dude. What does Binkley think of this guy's arm length? Yes.
Long enough to get the job done, is what I'd say.
I mean, I don't think I've ever seen anything like this before. I mean, this guy's trying to fight back.
Very active hands.
And the car's moving. He's in the driver's side. He's out of the window. Yes. And the car's going down the street.
Car's still moving.
Speaking of days you remember like they were yesterday, when I got my ass kicked by a former NFL player. Remember it like it was yesterday.
Oh, yeah, were you at a bar? No, at a red light. What? Yeah.
How'd it happen? Well, I thought it'd be a great idea to spit on the guy to get him to go away from me. Nah, that just ignited the flame.
I mean, this is like in the parking lot of a Hyatt Place hotel. Mm. Oh.
And then that one guy's just sitting there filming. Check this out.
Yeah, right?
Parody in sports, huh?
Yeah, we got it going on right now, don't we? And everybody loves parody in sports. I think the NBA is about ready, I think, to give us some parody in the conference championship game and really in the finals. No LA teams, maybe no Boston team, no Dallas, no Miami. We're looking at a potential Final Four, correct me if I'm wrong, with the Knicks, Oklahoma City, Indy, and Minnesota, right?
Yeah, could be Denver, but yeah.
Could be Denver,
instead
possibly.
Of OKC, but still.
But yeah, still, yeah. You know, it's still one of those squads that don't really resonate. And I think it's great for those markets, not going to lie. It's cool if your team's in it and parity's great, but is that really what the league wants? Is this good for the NBA to have those four teams left in your Final Four? Or is it better for the league to have the LAs and the Bostons and New York and all those things? Because that's what the casual fan is going to watch. And this is your prime event. And I know, Mac, and you're a basketball dork, and this is going to be cool for you, but you have to think about the casual fan and the fan that's not an NBA fan but wants to watch for something good. The Knicks, the Celtics, the Lakers, the Heat. Those teams give you those kind of storylines over the years that is going to get the ancillary teams in. And so I think we all preach parity in sports because we like it for our own team and for the Royals and our own small market. But we really want to watch the big boys play games. Look at what the NFL is doing and how they roll out their schedule. It's all about the big teams. It's not about, oh, let's make everything equal and parity and all that kind of stuff. Nobody wants to watch that crap. And I would imagine if it's like Minnesota versus Indiana in the NBA Finals, which it very well could be, it probably will be one of the lowest rated NBA Finals. And so, like, parity sounds good in sports, but ultimately I don't think these leagues do want parity. I think they want those dominating teams and dominating markets because that brings in other people to watch those games.
I think if we're talking about the casual basketball fans, which I would not consider you one of those, Bob, because I think basketball and fan in one sentence probably wouldn't coincide with you as a human.
Right.
So I would say casual basketball fans could find some serious interest in some of these teams. To say that it would meet the ratings of a Lakers-Celtics series, no. But I think if you can bring in some of those casuals and you know, tangentially bring in some just normal casual sports fans, a series like the New York Knicks versus Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves, who are trying to get their first title, I think that could, there's some serious, serious narratives there. And even just in the conference finals, the Knicks and the Pacers, that's a rematch from last year.
Yeah.
We've got the history of all the 90s series. Reggie Miller's going to be calling the games.
But what is the common denominator in all of that? The Knicks.
The Knicks. Well, yeah, the Knicks. That's fair. The Knicks are part of it. Yeah. To go with your big brand. But I even think with the Pacers, you could make some of those cases as well for the casual basketball fan. But yeah, I mean, they want the big markets there, but I still think these games, these series are going to draw some numbers.
They might. And we'll ultimately see, you know, where it all pans out. But everybody talks about parity all the time. We want parity. The NFL has done a great job of telling us there's parity in their league. There's no parity in the NFL at all. Look at what the Chiefs have done. Look what the Patriots did before that.
They preach it, but
they preach it. Parity in the NFL is farcical. Mm. There is no parity in the NFL. The sport where people think there's no parity, there actually is parity, and that's Major League Baseball. You go back and look at Major League Baseball, there's not repeat champions. There are not, you know, teams winning like the Chiefs are winning in Major League Baseball. The Yankees haven't won since 09. The Mets have not won since 86. The Cubs have won once in 1,000 years. The Dodgers are just starting to get back and won their first non-bubble championship since 88 and all that kind of stuff. There's no parity, or there is parity in Major League Baseball. And people don't want to recognize that because we just think, and for whatever reason, our perception is, you know, it's always just governed by the Yankees and the Dodgers, and really, it's not. There's more parity in Major League Baseball today than there is in the National Football League.
I think there's a few things to this conversation. I think one is the Chiefs weren't a major market, and they kept winning, and they created their own face.
Mm-hmm.
And now the Chiefs are the league, right? Yep. And they're not New York. They're not L.A. They're not whatever. I think if you look at the NBA, a sport that is thriving to find somebody that will be the next, because LeBron James is on his way out.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe was on his way out when LeBron kind of got halfway through his career, and Jordan was on his way out when Kobe started. This is the perfect opportunity. And whether it is the Knicks or Boston, whoever it may be, you have quite possibly two of the favorites to win MVP playing right now against each other. Yep. One of those guys is going to advance. Halliburton, his dad, he's considered the most overrated player in the league by some, 19 votes out of 450-some, but whatever you want to read the stat of. And I think that sometimes...
Was that the most that he got was 19?
Out of like 450 people that actually did. Like 390 people didn't even vote on that question. But 19 people just really hate Halliburton.
Is that really all that it was?
It was something very
low.
That's
weak.
It's very low. So it's a skewed stat. Yeah. It's very skewed. But also, like, if in fact Anthony Edwards is your face and the NBA wants to do something different than baseball, you lean into that and you let that guy go be your guy, because Halliburton could win a title for the first time and also win one for the first time for the Pacers history. Anthony Edwards could become the face of the league with a title, and then that could make that ego go egregiously gross. SGA could win a title. Oklahoma City with that team, what they built, could be the next franchise everybody's going after. And then that parity creates solidarity within the league, like the Chiefs have done. Going into it, you're like, oh yeah, Chiefs, 3 years, they'll be gone, then it'll be the next team. They're still here, and Mahomes is the face of the league, and it's all here in Kansas City. Why do a lot of people hate Kansas City? Middle of America, not New York, not LA. Yes, LA, New York, those teams, they pull ratings. But think about the people that are watching in those major cities. Yes, that's good for the NBA and good for that and good for the markets that they're in. But again, they're a little bit skewed because of where they're at geographically. Whereas casual NBA fan, myself, I will be locked in if it's Knicks and Pacers, because I know game one, there will be a Spike Lee, Reggie Miller promo that will sell like no other. Again, the Knicks are involved. But if it's, you know, Minnesota going into it, I have no dog in the fight like any other NBA team. I'm not watching a major conglomerate go out there and win a title. And I can sit back and be like, you know what? This is playoff basketball. Who wants it? Whose legacy starts today? And I think that's what I watch in sports, whether it's baseball, football, or basketball, right? Even with the Eagles, Jalen Hurts, you're good. You're on house money the rest of your career, in my opinion. Not only did you win a Super Bowl, not only have you been the comeback story from multiple levels of football.
He's already been to two Super Bowls,
too. You beat Patrick Mahomes.
Yep. Two more than Josh Allen, and yet we want to say Josh Allen is better than Jalen Hurts, but Jalen Hurts leads his team to the Super Bowl. Josh Allen didn't, and that ultimately is a black mark on his record. And I think this conversation about basketball and the face of basketball is very much like what golf's going through and trying to find that next face after Tiger Woods, right? I just don't think you have to, I don't think you can anoint the next face of anything. I think it just has to happen organically. How does that happen organically? Well, with LeBron, it was easy. He was a high school kid, right? So everybody was already interested in LeBron James. And then he hit the ground running in the NBA and did really
he was incredible.
Great things from day one of the NBA. Right? Jordan, how did he become the face? Finally beating the Pistons, but then they won three in a row. Pause. And then won another three in a row, right? Like, they won. I don't, and again, I'm not quite old enough to remember, like, And we didn't have the mediums that we do today back then when Jordan was playing, but was there conversation going on, you know, for the Mike Greenberg in the day? But those guys didn't exist back then. Was there a face of the NBA? Is Jordan the new face of the NBA? I don't think we've had those conversations. And I think when we have those, to me anyway, when we have those conversations about who the next face is, so-and-so of a sport, I kind of feel like that sport's struggling a little bit. And we're trying to get people on board by saying, this is the guy. Golf, without Tiger, it's not the same. But you can't sit there and tell me this guy's the face 1 week or that guy's the face the next week or this, Same with the NBA. To me, in my opinion, and again, I'm not a huge basketball fan at all, Anthony Edwards just doesn't do it for me as the face of the league. I don't know enough about Anthony Edwards. I don't see him elsewhere. LeBron was everywhere. LeBron was all over the place. Patrick Mahomes, the face of the NFL, wins and is all over the place. Like, I think it just happens organically. And I think it's such a sports radio TV topic of who the next face of all this stuff is. But I think those sports are in trouble if we're trying to guess and figure out and push somebody forward instead of just letting it happen.
And I think that's why you need them to be in the championship game, because you have to let that happen.
Yeah. Right?
You don't plant a seed and all of a sudden you have a tomato the next day. You got to hope that what you're doing and what the process is to actually get that fruit of the crop. And I think that if you let Anthony Edwards win this title and he goes to Minnesota's parade and does all this egregious stuff, you're like, gosh, I really hate that guy. Or you're like, that guy's it. That's the guy.
Yeah, he's the truth.
Yeah, I don't know, though. I'm just being honest.
That's the same story of Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah.
He had to go against Tom Brady. The time was the face of the league. The Patriots were the face of the league, and he lost the AFC Championship game. He's like, well, he tried. And then the very next year, it's like, oh, they won the Super Bowl.
Right.
Like, oh, okay. So you had to give it time. And then all of a sudden, now it's a crop that you go back to every single year that you're like, this is going to produce. I know it because I know what the process is.
And so we didn't even let Patrick become the face of the league until Tom left. Honestly, I mean, go back to the video game. They had the two of them on the cover together.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So we're looking for a face of the NBA, yet he's still playing in L.A. You know, he's still playing in L.A.,
which means you have time to find your next one. And this is
what if the Knicks win and ends up being Jalen Brunson? If the Knicks win the championship, Jalen Brunson's the face of the NBA.
Well, he's definitely rested for this game since he was out for most of the other one with foul trouble. Coming up on the other side, we'll get to that NFL schedule that was released on Wednesday and Thursday. We see which games are the most interesting. We'll dive into that on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at TheFan965 for behind-the-scenes content from the show. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5 The Fan.
Dusty, you need to have golf and game seven on Sunday afternoon with some Miller lattes. That series has been, you better believe it. I thought it was going to go seven the whole time. Thought Denver would win. I'm here for it. Best player on the planet.
Knicks and Celtics game seven is Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's chill.
What? You were all back in yesterday.
Well, I'm back in, though. We've got a chance.
You've gone the ultimate high to the ultimate low to the ultimate, like, you're all over the joint.
I thought we'd win game five the whole time. The series. But I'm giving us a 30% chance to win the series, officially.
Yeah. 30%
chance?
30% chance.
And good thing you won that must-win game three.
Yeah.
It's playing out to be right now.
It's true.
That's tonight.
Can't
7
wait.
7 o'clock.
Can't wait.
In the other garden.
Yep.
It's going to be electric there tonight.
Oh, it's going to be ruckus.
New York tonight has the Subway Series, Mets-Yankees,
yep.
Celtics-Knicks. Who's performing at MetLife that sold out? It was a huge crowd that's there. Like, there's so much
Pitbull and Shakira, right?
Yeah, right, at MetLife. So you'll have 80,000 there, 20,000 at the Garden, 50,000 at Yankee Stadium. Like, there's a lot going on. And it'll all be sold out. It'll all be packed. It'll all be just epic. But I don't know. I'd like to say the best atmosphere is going to be the Garden tonight. But who knows? Mets and Yankees with Juan Soto returning to the Bronx. I'm sure there's going to be a boo or two, for Juan Soto, and a boo or two for the Boston Celtics. But, like, the Knicks have to win tonight. They have to win tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Because if they go back to a game seven in Boston, I just don't know that they're going to be able to win that thing up there. So they've got to find a way to kind of win tonight and eliminate the Boston Celtics. The longer you let a veteran team like that hang around, the worse your odds are of winning. You get these guys a little bit of confidence. Look, they played great in the fourth quarter without Jason Tatum the other night in, you know, in Boston, and ended up blowing the doors off the Knicks. And so I look at this, I'm like, the Knicks better lay the wood fast in this game. Because if you allow these guys to just kind of hang around and hang around and hang around, they're eventually going to find a way to beat you. It's a big, big game for the Knicks. If they don't win this thing tonight, the Celtics will win the series.
If they come out tight and all of a sudden the Celtics are up 10 in the first quarter, that Garden's gone quiet, and all of them are those thoughts are finally creeping, like, oh, wait, this is actually
going to
happen.
Because everybody going to that game tonight that is a Knicks fan, I want to say we've all been there in these game-clinching situations. Just think back to the Royals, because football doesn't have, you know, the game-clinching situation. But just back to the Royals, going into those games, knowing you have a chance to clinch is a lot different than walking into that game knowing it's game one of that series, right? You walk in, going, all right, tonight's the night. You're excited about it. The anticipation is building. There's probably people that are going to the game tonight that are already doing laps around their office.
Oh, yeah, bing
bong. Already off the wall with all this kind of stuff and excitement. That place is going to be ready to explode. And if they come out and they lay an egg in the first quarter, that's going to dissipate fast like a storm. And then all of a sudden, we're going to have ourselves a situation where the Knicks are playing catch-up. Then they really get tight, and now they know they're going to Game 7, and they're going to lose in Boston.
Yeah, you go from being able to clinch to clinching if you don't you win this game. Because you're going back to Boston, and you're like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
And Monday's going
to
be fun.
And then that group up there will be ready to explode. Like, God, we were down 3-1, and we beat them without Tatum. And it'll be the greatest Celtics series win ever, you know?
And Thibodeau will be fired at 1 o'clock on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Next day.
You think it'll take that? 1 o'clock in the morning, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or he won't be allowed on the team flight back. Yeah.
There are, like, two ways to keep your job. One, cut your hair. Two, tell us that. I'm just kidding.
Do you think they'd fire Thibodeau and then go steal Spoelstra from the Heat?
They'd try, but he wouldn't leave.
No.
You don't think so? It feels like I thought they were saying at the end of the year, like, it was kind of like they're for a change down there.
It's like the Andy Reid situation in Philly.
Yeah.
Damn, then you should go poach that right away, whether you win this series or not. You should go poach one of the best coaches in the league.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
If you're the Knicks, go see what it's going to take.
Maybe Pat will go with him.
Oh, God.
Speaking of exploding. Oh, I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry. Uh-oh. I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry. Sorry. I apologize.
What the hell was that?
I don't know, but there was a topic.
What the hell was that?
There was a topic this week because of the NBA draft lottery where we saw the fixed lottery. There was no frozen envelope this year, but somehow, Dallas trades Luka Doncic to the Lakers. And all of a sudden now, they get the number one pick.
Is there anything in sports that everybody believes is fake other than the draft lottery? Like, everybody knows this thing is fixed, right? Like, everybody knows that, right? There's still not some people out there who believe that the NBA draft lottery isn't fixed, right? Mm.
Coincidence? I think not!
So, Mike Greenberg went on a rant on ESPN, on Get Up, that the NFL needs a lottery. Carrington Harrison of The Drive, good friend of mine, good friend of ours, said he agrees that the NFL should have a lottery.
Ugh.
I find that very hard to do in a sport that is played the way that it is.
Turn your mic off if you're going to blow your nose, please.
Can we have that audio? Can we get audio of blowing the nose and the belch? That's what he thinks about. That's what he thinks about drafting the NFL. That's great. Hey,
sorry.
It's okay.
He's a growing boy.
Emily, I didn't say it. Emily, I did not say it. But I was thinking it. I'm not going to lie.
Allergies. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Well, there's an on-off switch on the mic, including a button that says cough. I know it doesn't say nose blow, but
mine worked. Damn it.
Fair point.
But I think it's almost impossible to tank in the NFL. Now, because in the NBA, you can load management.
Yep.
You can, I guess you could do it in the NFL. You can fake an injury. You know, like, is Embiid really hurt? Is there really serious talks at the stadiums in Missouri? Okay. And,
serious talks that they're in Missouri.
Embiid of stadiums.
Yeah.
The process is no longer trusted.
No. I think the mayor's in Qatar right now trying to get the stadium built.
Nice. But to tank the NFL, like, you think a guy's going to, like, half-ass it on a crossing route and just drop it and get blown up by a linebacker, a safety, or a left guard? So you'd be like, oh, yeah, we're supposed to tank and lose. I'm just going to go ahead and get bum-rushed here and let my quarterback get destroyed. So I don't think there's ways to do that, whereas in the NBA, you can tank, and it's obviously been done. Like, we've seen it multiple times. But I don't think the lottery for how it works in the NBA would work in the NFL.
No, I don't think so either.
Because imagine, like, the Cincinnati Bengals, right? My buddy gave me this analogy, and it was a good one. Fringe playoff team, right? They could have possibly fallen into the first overall pick. And everybody would be like, wait a minute. This team that won three games gets the fifth pick in the NFL draft, and this team that went 8-9 somehow got the number one overall pick. And the Cincinnati Bengals, who did nothing on defense, fall into Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
Get me out of town,
yeah,
dude.
I think, in my opinion, tanking in sports is one of the weakest low-hanging fruit show topics and conversations that you can have for a number of different reasons. Do I think it happens in baseball with organizations? Yes, I do. I believe they try to develop their minor league systems while not putting a great product together. But that's not the players tanking. Players do not tank, will not tank, and will not even entertain the option of tanking in professional sports for a couple of different reasons. Number one, it's their livelihood, right? They're out there trying to earn their paycheck. The better that they play, the more money that they're going to make. Number two, their careers are limited. They only have 3.5 years on average to play in the NFL or 3.5 years on average to play Major League Baseball or whatever the case is. Those guys are going to take advantage of every single one of those opportunities. Also, maybe your organization is thinking about tanking, again, organizationally, and you're a player, you go out there and play well, another organization sees that you're a good player, then you can go to that organization. There are not players out there in professional sports at any level, at any sport, I should say, that are tanking. There may be organizations that aren't assembling the best teams to go out there and play and are tanking. But the only time that we've really ever heard about that in the NFL, the coach called the Dolphins out, he got fired, and now he's only been able to be a defensive coordinator in this league because he called out the Miami Dolphins as an organization for wanting to tank. Players will not tank, but as an organization, especially in baseball, if you want to quote-unquote tank to build up your minor league system and assemble a bad product at the big league level. We've seen teams do that before, but those players aren't tanking. The overall organization may try to, but those players are never going to give up an at-bat. They're never going to waste an inning. They're never going to waste a play in football or a shot in basketball because their owner wants them to lose games. This is their livelihood. They may never have an opportunity to do this again, and they're not going to give that up.
The other thing, too, is the NFL has incentives, and we know that owners don't like to pay. Because, like, some people, like, we were talking with Mac about this, like, well, you could just be like, hey, because he brought up Alvin Kamara, right? Let's say the Saints want to tank to get Arch Manning. And they're like, hey, man, here's $1 million to just say that your ankle's hurt and go with it, wrap it up, play it off. Like, guys don't play in week 17, so they don't get the incentive. So what would lead you to believe that they would pay to tank? Like, I get it. It's for
Chris Jones had to bust it to get that last sack in a week 17 game. Clark could have just wrote him a check and said, just chill.
Right. Now, again, it's true. Tanking for the organization, not for the player.
Right.
So that's where the line in the sand is drawn. It's like, yeah, I'm not going to give you your personal accolade for just not playing, but I want you to give me mine so that I can get this player to get sales, to get tickets, to get this sort of stuff. Because if the Saints do end up getting Arch Manning, hello. I guarantee you next year, the number one jersey sale will be Arch Manning.
Absolutely.
Season tickets will be on a rise in New Orleans, and they will be the team that the NFL glazes next year.
Right. No, you're absolutely right about that. And now, will Arch Manning's grandpa, Archie, allow him to go to New Orleans? Is that an organization that's going in the right direction? Kellen Moore may help that. I don't know what people think of him, you know, as a head coach and whatnot and in the NFL. But I hate the tanking conversation because there's too much on the line. It was like if your boss told you to go out and do a bad job at work today because the company's trying to reduce its value or whatever to sell it for a cheap price, or you're not going to do something like that. It's my job. I'm not going out there and I'm not going to tank for you. I've got my own interests to look after. And I was listening to the Dayton podcast yesterday with Moose and Haas and the guys on the Digging Deep podcast. Again, it's 90 minutes. It's worth every minute of your time. And they were talking about those incentives. And Dayton goes, look, I learned from Bobby Cox early on. You better get those guys their incentives, and we'll do everything we can to get you your incentives and to make sure you reach those goals, because you're doing right by the player too. And these teams that quote unquote want to tank, if you don't do right by the players, you're going to have a tough time on the flip side getting players to join your organization, because word spreads fast. That owner sucks, man. I had 1 yard left for my incentive and they benched me and they didn't give me my incentive. Nobody wants to go play for that skin flint.
I'm sorry, I'm just getting over for that what?
Skin flint,
yeah.
I haven't heard that one. I like that. I'll steal that.
Call it some guy to his face
a
at like midnight in Maloney's.
A person who spends little money as possible. A miser. That's the definition of a skin flint.
Man. Well, I would have had a nice dinner tonight. The skin flint would have paid.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Great
yeah. Skin flint. Gene Watson. You want to talk about skin flints? Gene.
Watson. Oh, yes.
Gene's wallet is like Bigfoot. There are rumors of it, but nobody's ever seen it.
All right, we're talking primetime football games this year, so we're going to choose the best Thursday night football game and the best Sunday night football game this season. We've got the slate in front of us. Boys, I mean, you want to throw out your favorite one that you see off the top? Talking Thursday night here first.
Thursday night football has to be Chiefs-Broncos Christmas night. It's got everything. Snow, rivalry, playoffs on the line for Denver. Maybe the AFC Championship on the line. It's a night game. That's my favorite. I like that one.
We get a solid Thursday night opener week two, Washington, Green Bay.
Yeah,
that's good. Decent.
That's Al solid. Michaels is very happy with this schedule, by the way.
But then there's a run of just duds, dude.
Yeah, Miami, Buffalo.
No.
Some birds playing each other in
Seattle,
week four.
Arizona, no.
San Francisco, L.A.
No.
Giants, Eagles.
No.
Steelers, Bengals?
Not really.
What if Rodgers is in that game?
Then doesn't matter.
I think it changes if Rodgers is in
Rodgers
that game.
It's interesting.
Rodgers, Burrow?
Week 8's good.
Yeah.
Vikings, Chargers?
Vikings, Chargers.
I'm all in after I saw really that picture good. Courtside of J.J. McCarthy and J.J. Justin Jefferson.
Oh, J.J. and J.J.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll hire Piccolo and he'll be the GM. You can have three J.J.'s. That would be fun.
That would be.
Because then after that, Dolphins, Ravens, Broncos, Raiders. Boy, here's a good one. Jets, Patriots,
hey.
Bills, Texans.
That one could be good.
Yeah.
Black Friday football could be decent. December 4th, Cowboys and Lions. Meh. Falcons, Bucks could be decent.
Could be
a battle of first place in that game. And then, Chiefs, Broncos, probably the next best one. That's Christmas night.
Yeah. I don't like just looking at the schedule right now. I don't know why Al Michaels was so enthused by this one. Well, because you're not having Jacksonville, and they've moved away from
Browns.
The days of all the losers having to play a Thursday night game, so you don't get stuck with Jacksonville, Carolina in the middle of December. Like, nobody wants that game. We don't need that game. So they've removed those teams from Thursday night football, I think.
Yeah, there's no total poopfectas, but there's still some stinkers. It's a stinker versus a mid team rather than just two stinkers facing each other. You mentioned Black Friday. I don't hate the Bears and the Eagles. That could be a good game depending on what Caleb Williams in Chicago is doing with Ben Johnson over there by that point.
I think also, too, when you look at the schedule today, it's drastically going to change on September 8th. After we have week one, we'll go, I can't wait for that game in week 8, which features the Chargers and the Vikings, or whoever it is like that we're looking at right now that may not be appealing, but things change as the season moves along. And games may become more appealing, or they do have the opportunity, I think, to flex those Thursday night games, right?
Yeah. Let's take a look at Sunday night football.
Yeah, that's what's great. Where there's only about two or three that interest me on Thursday night, there's only about two or three that don't interest me on Sunday night.
Yeah, like, where do you not like Sunday night football, right?
I mean, I don't really like week 3. Green Bay, Dallas.
Week 3, Green Bay, Dallas.
Oh, no, week 4.
Week 4, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Week 5, Patriots, Bills. I'm good on that.
I like that one.
I'm interested. The Patriots are an intriguing team for me. Been watching a lot of videos they've been releasing of how Vrabel is coaching.
Shocker.
I mean,
he's the man.
I thought so before he was when he was playing, and they pretended they were coaches for a day. You just knew right away. Like I'll never forget that moment. Like watching Vrabel be the head coach of the Chiefs for a day. I'm like that guy. I mean, it was obvious that that guy was going to be a head coach.
Yeah.
But it's just different with him, man. Like, I hate to say it. Like, I think New England hired their perfect coach.
Me too. I think they're back.
I don't know that they're back today, but they're definitely trending that way.
They're on the come.
And they made an amazing hire with Vrabel. He fits that system. certain people just fit certain places. Like Andy Reid just fits Kansas City.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
It just fits. Yep. It's just the right, perfect hire. And I think Vrabel is that guy for New England. Too.
Saturday Night Football, week six, and week 11 are the best games. Week one is Buffalo and Baltimore in Buffalo. Week six is Detroit and Kansas City. And week 11 is Detroit and Philadelphia.
Yeah,
I feel like that's probably my those are my top three.
Those are great. Yeah, I honestly don't have any arguments there. I think week 12, Bucks and Rams could be really fun. Offensive splash.
Baker's revenge.
Yeah.
Week 14, Texans, Chiefs. There's a possibility one. That could be flex, though. What if Houston doesn't hold up their end of the bargain?
Very possible.
I think they will, but...
I think they will, too. They've got six free wins, so that's nice.
No doubt.
I think in between that, though, week 13, Broncos and Commanders, man, that could be fun.
What do you think of the week 18 matchup?
TBD. Week 17 is what, Bears and Niners?
Mm-hmm. Bears and Niners, yeah.
That screams 1985.
Are the Niners going to be good? What's the
deal
with
them? They're the worst strength of schedule, the easiest schedule. I think what Dusty said in our meeting yesterday, that's your worst to first.
First pick?
Mm-hmm. Has to be.
Considering division, team, coach, schedule, it all adds up.
Was New England in worst last?
Already coming.
Dude, it's not even the time to go yet. Still got Richard of the Week. Still got to do some other stuff. Golly, you're in a rage, man.
God. Got your glow stick in your mouth?
Is that Tech booty, baby.
All right. Damn. I've never been to a rage like that. I probably would, though. A little old days. A little old.
I'd try it.
Yeah. So the Olympics are actually coming. Football is actually coming to the Olympics.
Hang on a second. I'm going to try to put this up. It looks like Dominic Raiola caught a ball at the Oakland A's game last night.
Oh my gosh! What's funny is I don't know if that is Dylan Raiola or not.
Dylan. Yeah, I don't. Is it or not?
I don't know, but he's holding on to that old Mahomes haircut.
Oh yeah, he is. He's got his A's jacket on. He's that. That could be. Dylan Raiola. Guy bought him a beer.
He's like, Pat Mahomes.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was, right?
Well, there you go. Somebody texted from the 785. My dad just called me to tell me he just bought four lower-level seats to the Christmas Day game against the Broncos. Stoked.
Nice.
There you go. Start a tradition.
Happy Friday.
Merry Christmas to you.
Happy Red Friday.
Yeah.
Because, we're 17 Fridays away from the regular season?
Something like that.
It will be here before we know it.
So it's under 100 days to the start of college football. Week zero is 99 days away.
99.
Yeah, it's too much. It's too fast. Slow it down a little bit. Enjoy the summer.
The Chili Man, 99. All right, so Olympics and football is... going to be a thing? I can't get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, flag football, I guess they're going to vote. If flag football's in, whether NFL players are going to be allowed to play will be voted on here. I think at the spring, midsummer, whatever next meeting is of the owners, I think they're going to debate whether or not they should allow NFL players to play in this in the Olympics. And I think absolutely 1,000,000% you allow the players to play in this. They want to play in this.
Is this a jumping the shark moment for the Olympics?
What do you mean by that?
Like, are they going too far with sports?
Well, I mean, we do it in basketball and baseball. Why not?
But those are fun. Those are, like, not... It's the same sport.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Well, basketball does change a little bit, right? With the rules, the court's a little bit different sized.
Ball's different.
Ball's different.
Do you like
lanes
the Olympic
different.
Basketball?
I love it.
I do, too.
I love it.
Like, when it's rotating the air, it's like, ooh. I know, I'm weird.
I like all the new rules. Yeah, I think
they should
Olympic
use chain nets in the Olympics, though.
I agree.
That would be cool.
I miss that. Those were on our playgrounds growing up, man. You knew you were growing up in a good side of town when you had the chain nets. Mm-hmm. And then it got to the point we didn't even have nets, and then we didn't even have hoops. And I remember writing a letter to my principal saying we need more basketball hoops back on the playground.
Wow.
And that's where it started.
We didn't get them.
Damn.
And he said, if we don't get nets, we're taking this basketball court to 119th and Null.
That's right. A couple weeks, we'll know that for a fact. Yeah.
So who would be your Olympic team? You get five players. You get a quarterback, a running back, and three receiver options. Mac Morey, take it away.
All right. Give me Jaden Daniels at QB.
Why don't is even it need apostrophe to S?
Fast, shifty. Yeah, I don't know why.
Daniels.
That, whatever.
And now this is for Team USA, so they have to be, you know, not that there's a ton of foreign athletes in the NFL. Some.
But I think each roster has like one exemption, right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, so Jaden Daniels, Jahmyr Gibbs.
I thought that was Joe Gibbs.
Ooh, Jamar, and then Jamar Chase, Justin Jefferson, and then give me Zay Flowers.
Nice.
Because I like the shiftiness, the quickness.
Zay Flowers, he played at Florida State, I believe, Matt. Great player, great receiver, good in the slot. Although he fumbled against little Jerry Sneed after he flexed over him, costing him the playoff game. I bet that's the last time he flexed over a player. Guaranteed juice everywhere. Zay Flowers, he plays like a flower. He's a soft little pretty guy.
There's juice all over the place.
I'll tell you something about Zay Flowers, man. That would turn into Gruden.
That, at the end, it was Gruden, but that was great. Doubt. That was fantastic.
It starts as Binkley and ends at Gruden, which is fine.
It's like a tumbler.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be my five.
Okay. I'm going to go with Josh Allen, Christian McCaffrey, Brock Bowers, Cooper Kupp, and Ladd McConkey. What?
I love it.
Interesting.
Yeah, really.
What? Am I missing something here?
No, not at all.
Josh Allen, Christian McCaffrey, Brock Bowers, Cooper Kupp, Ladd McConkey.
There you go.
Nice. I mean, yeah. I mean, let me tell you something about Ladd McConkey, Mac. You know, he was drafted out of Georgia. He's a good athlete. They said he was undersized. Played with Brock Bowers. That's chemistry. You need that in the Olympics.
That's true. You got the college teammates, yeah.
Yeah, dude. See, I'm telling you, it makes sense. Allen's multi-talented with running, big. Christian McCaffrey, come on. Catches, runs, fast, good. Ain't getting those flags. Flags you're getting, you play the Chiefs.
Rob Brinton may not like your team. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Team seeing cup, man.
No, they're all washed.
Carrington really hates my team.
Well,
I'm kidding.
Let me tell you about this team that Dusty put together. Bunch of washed dudes.
I think you would say white dudes.
All right, for me, I'm starting Lamar at my quarterback.
Number one option in a flag football quarterback team.
I just love him, you know.
Yeah, man.
Lamar.
He's doing Binkley now.
Love Lamar. Perfect.
Would you rather have Lamar or Allen in flag football?
Lamar.
Okay. Or Jaden Daniels. I think that's fair.
Yeah. I mean,
start, bench, cut.
Yeah, honestly.
So Jaden Daniels, Lamar, my quarterback. I like Cam Scataboo because I like his name. And I think he's going to be one of the most talked about players in the NFL this year. He's got a great name. And he's now playing in New York. Cam Scataboo is going to be one of those guys that everybody's talking about in the NFL this year.
Mm.
I'm going with Xavier Worthy because he's the fastest guy in the NFL. I'm going with Puka. And the reason I go with Puka is because I just have, and I could be completely wrong about this, but the visions of him just running close to the ground where it would be hard to grab the flags off of Puka, I think. Mm. I did a lot of research on this yesterday. And then I'm finishing it off with DK Metcalf, one of the fastest guys in the league as well. So I'm taking speed. I'm taking short. I'm taking guys who I think would be elusive in space. I love my team.
Yeah, you guys had all these other names, so I couldn't take them because
you
already had
taken
them.
Whoever you wanted.
Oh, I thought we couldn't double dip, so no, that's why I took my guys.
No, I think it was fine to double dip.
I didn't know the sponge was supposed to be wet.
Yeah, you got the 50-50 guy and DK Metcalf as well. That's good.
Scatterby's a good center that can like peel off and catch balls.
Yeah, snap the ball to
Yeah. Because I mean, you know, Brock's snapping the ball for me and then going out for a little route. He's young, good, talented, big bodied, quick. Lad's just going to run around crazy until somebody can't keep up with him, and then my trusted hands in Cooper. I didn't know he could pick other same players.
It's okay. You would have just copied my
Nobody
team.
Took Tyreek Hill.
I don't know that he's going to be around in 2028.
Oh. I wasn't even thinking about that,
Where's he going to be?
That says something about Tyreek Hill that none of us even thought about picking him.
Well, this he's 31 now.
Yeah, but I wasn't even thinking about 28, Bob. I was just thinking about right now who's my flag football team and the fact that I didn't even mention my mind.
Okay,
I was thinking
28, and I was thinking like he'd be 34.
No, that's why I took Brock and Ladd. They're young. So is Allen.
Yeah. I was listening to our sister station, WFAN, yesterday, and they compared Tyreek Hill to AB 2.0.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a really good comparison.
I think it is too.
Yeah, starting to jump the shark a little bit with Tyreek. And so that's what I think in 3 years, 34 years old, who knows where that guy's going to be in 3 years. how many times is he going to want to be traded between now and then? And
what extracurriculars?
It's not really worth the headache, quite honestly.
Not anymore. Yeah. It never really probably was, but it's definitely not now.
Yeah.
816, Dusty forgot Adam Thielen and Jordy Nelson. 913, Tyreek still elite for flag football.
Yeah. From the 816, Dusty woke up trying to get canceled today. Not at all. Lamar
Men's
and
wieners.
Lamar and Daniels were already taken.
And
I should have had Tyreek Hill on the squad, though.
Tyreek Hill will be washed, though, in 28. Yeah. He may still be faster than us, but I think there will be other players. I think in 3 years from now, people will be like, oh, yeah, Tyreek Hill. It'll be one of those type of things where he's an afterthought.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, honestly, if they vote no on this, Tyreek would be the perfect player in 28. He'll be washed. He'll be done with the NFL.
That's exactly right.
Great for the Olympics.
Yeah, that's a good point, too. I like that. Yeah, if they do vote no, you have to start thinking about who are some of these guys that aren't playing anymore that could potentially. And who the hell wants to watch geriatrics playing flag football? Let's go down to John Knox Village and see if Anselmo and the boys want to play.
Strawberry pie. Somebody says for the 913, Dusty wanted to pick Sorensen, but he only plays defense. Come on.
Somewhere Tom Brady's working on a comeback to be in this thing.
I know this sounds odd and weird, but wouldn't Daniel Jones be a good flag football quarterback?
Why?
Because he's fast and can throw.
He fell down running.
70 yards.
That's true.
If that yeah, one play sums up a career for anybody, Daniel Jones falling on his face against the Eagles.
We talked to the king of flag football quarterbacks at the Super Bowl. Daryl Doucette. We talked to him.
Yeah, he was cool.
He was a cool guy.
He was a cool dude.
And those guys don't want these guys participate. No. See, that would suck.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're Daryl Doucette. You're like, damn it, man.
It's like the replacements, and here comes, you know. The actual guys.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere. Applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It held out. They come back to play like, oh yeah, we're ready to play now. It's like, oh, what?
Shoot.
This guy's the Mahomes of flag football.
I'm 5'9".
Yeah. Some people might consider me the Richard of the Week. I hope not, but Richard of the Week is on the other side. It is brought to you by Surfside Iced Tea and Vodka and Surfside Lemonade and Vodka, proud partner of the Kansas City Royals. Each can of Surfside is only 100 calories, and the best part, zero bubbles. Fesco, Mac, myself, all give you our Richard of the Week on the other side here on Fesco and Dusty on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5. Kansas City's FM sports station, 96.5, The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.